The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, and as we were chatting about from the beginning of the programme, across the water in Britain, many businesses are opening tomorrow. All shops, fitting rooms within closed shops, hairdressers, gyms, the list goes on. And it includes pubs. They're on that list too. And I'm joined now on the line by Kevin Concannon, General Manager of the Super Pub Waxy O'Connor's in central London, and Pat Logue, owner of the Sheephaven Bay near Camden Town. Lads, a very good afternoon to you. You're going to make us jealous now, those of us that enjoy going into a pub or enjoy socialising or having a drink. First of all, to you, Kevin, how are you preparing for tomorrow?
So, like everywhere, we're making sure we have all of our signage in place.
Oh God! Well, I hope it goes a little bit better than that. That phone line has gone anyway. But I'll come back to you, Kevin, in a second. Pat, are you there?
I am indeed, Damon.
All the way from Donegal to London.
Yeah. How? All the way from Downing's in Sheephaven Bay in County Donegal.
Very good. So how has the last year been and how are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I'm a bit nervous about tomorrow. It's just like starting off again. Yeah. You know, like your first day, getting everything ready. You know, we've only worked 4 months in the last year. And I suppose we got used to having a family life and now we're going back into the 10 or 12 hours a day, the hustle and bustle and trying to earn a living.
Well, what are the restrictions that have been placed on you? It's not going to be back to normal.
It's a 2 metre rule still. Obviously, it won't be back to normal until about September, I would say.
Yeah.
Hopefully. The sanitizers, the signage, making sure everybody wears a mask when they're standing up.
Is there a time limit?
We're trying not to have time limits. We have a lot of regulars here, and before, pre-COVID, we were 150, maybe 200 capacity. Now we're about 40. So we have a lot of regulars there, and I feel it's very unfair. Some places are booking slots for an hour or 2 hours. We're letting them do 3 or 4 hours.
And do you have to order food?
You don't have to order food this time. The previous lockdown, you had to order food. So it's all changed for us as well, you know, like, you know, the staffing levels and whatever, you know, from being a very busy food house the last time, now nobody has to order food.
And are people chomping at the bit to get back to the pub, or is there a part of you that might be a little bit worried that some of your customers are as happy now to drink the cheap cans at home?
Yeah, well, that's a big question, you know. Like, we're about £5 a pint. People have been used to paying a pound a can at home, and we'll see, you know. On the flip side is everybody's gagging to get out. You know, like, we're every day there's loads of inquiries for bookings and whatever, you know, because only about 40% of the pubs are going to be open that have gardens.
Yeah. And of course, you're there in Camden and associated, you know, going back the generations with a lot of Irish people would have settled around that area. What's the makeup of that area and your custom base like now?
Well, Camden isn't as Irish as it used to be. Nowadays, it's more cosmopolitan. You know, it's a tourist attraction. And you have the parks and the zoo. And, you know, it's mostly tourists now. But we get a lot of Irish and we get all sorts. You know, we get a lot of Spanish coming in to watch football. All different nationalities.
All right, well, Kevin Concannon is back with us. Kevin, sorry for losing the line there. So you have, of course, Waxy's, which I think, I know they're near Leicester Square, but you have a smaller bar close by. So just explain what's happening with you tomorrow.
So tomorrow we'll be getting ready to open Waxy's Little Sister. We can only open outside, so the beer arrives at a decent time tomorrow morning, and it'll all be nicely chilled and ready for those who want to join us and have a nice fine pint of Guinness.
And we were chatting there with Pat, who was saying that, you know, the old rules still apply in terms of the 2 metre rule. And are you going to have a time limit?
We're not going to have a time limit. You know, we have to always be very careful about responsible drinking.
Yeah.
But for us, we want people to get out and enjoy themselves, and providing everyone follows the restrictions, we'll be absolutely delighted to welcome people back.
So Waxy's Little Sister is, as I said, the smaller bar in your group near Soho there, I think. So you have the outdoor facility there. When will indoor drinking be allowed again?
May 17th is what's being touted by the government, and we should know hopefully early May if that's going to go ahead.
Okay. And no food required like Pat there?
Yeah, no food is required unless they change that, which we're not expecting them to. People will be able to just come in and have a nice pint if they'd like.
Okay, now despite the accent, you're originally, of course, from Portiuncla over in the west, and your parents are still in Galway there. They might be listening to us, so hello to them, Kevin. We're going to let you go there, lads, because you're probably getting things ready for tomorrow, but it's great to hear that you're opening up. And just one last question to you both very quickly. Do you think that this is it? You know, there's going to be no more lockdowns. Is that the feeling? Pat, you first.
I hope there isn't. I think with the rollout over here of the vaccinations and whatever, that we have a good chance of going positive now.
And Kevin, are you fearful that, you know, the opening up tomorrow might lead to another lockdown?
Well, I'm hopeful that it won't, you know, and if everyone follows the guidance, I'm very hopeful that we'll have a nice, successful return to trading.
Okay. Well, lads, thank you very much indeed for taking our call this morning. That's Pat Logue there in Camden and Kevin Concannon in London City Centre.
Email brendan@rte.ie.